fishing with everything, rod and reels, pole lines, trot lines, seines, throw lines.
What do they use for bait?
Oh, he used a little bit of everything, from live bait to such as minnows on down to the worms, trick worms.
Do they ever use these things that you'll find out in the creek here, live in the mud, have claws, swim
backwards?
No, these will you find down under the water, probably.
Yes, they use them, but I can't think of the name of them right now. That's what you're after.
What do you call these things down in here with hard shell? I saw one down, it was about that big around this morning.
Well, we call them the ones that stays on the land, terrapins, and turtles in the water.
And what would you call the insect that you find around the pond or around the water? The insect with two sets of wings? Some of them are blue, some
dragonfly. Green.
What would you call minnows and worms and things like this when somebody's going fishing?
Bait.
And would people mostly sit in the bank here?
Well, I imagine the majority would sit on the bank. A lot of them will get out in boats.
Mm-hmm. And with oars? Or?
It used to be oars, now they use motors.
Yeah. It's like the game of golf and the golf cart.
That's right.
Excuse me. What would you call it when you take a new boat and you're going to put it in the water for the first time?
Christening.
And any special term for putting it in the water?
Launching.
And where would this be tied up if it was?
Oh, at boat dock.
And when people have their poles and their bait, you say they're going to do what?
Go fishing.
You said you weren't a fisherman. No, I won't ask you about the fish you've caught.
I fished a little, but I'm no fisherman.
I did notice you had something called the shotgun news there or something.
Well, that's my guns.
Are you a gunner?
Yes, sir.
I went home last night and got in my new American Rifleman was there, so I lost the evening.
Mine didn't get in yesterday.
It'll probably be in today. Let's see, I'm farther down the alphabet. I guess they turned it around.
Something, I don't know, mine didn't come in. Or it did, they didn't tell me about it.
Gee, I got my rifle out the other day and looked it over and checked it to make sure it wasn't rusted. It's the first time I looked at it in 5 or 6 years.
What is it?
Remington.
I mean, like mine, a whole caliber.
513T.
22. You take the you belong to NRA, do you?
No.
That's what I'm supposed to
do. Oh, I joined 13, 14 years ago. I got a life membership, so I feel I've got a bargain. But you know,
well, I don't have a life membership, but...
Well, I don't know. I figured I'd spend the money anyway. I might just as well do it that way.
I should have, but I didn't. No, I shoot quite a bit. I used to. I haven't lately, as you say. I haven't shot to.
Gee, when I didn't have a gun, I lived out in Arizona. I didn't have a large caliber. And all the hunting out there, I'd have to borrow one. And my father died this spring. I gave away his 35 Remington.
Oh.
He had a good friend that he hunted with. But I brought back his Enfield, and I got a Springfield of my own. My father-in-law has 2 Mausers that I can use anytime I want to.
You got plenty now.
I haven't shot a gun in 5 or 6 years.
You're worse than I am.
Boy, I just sit down and do it vicariously with a book. But I don't know, I want too much.